Vancouver, drenching rain, heavy snow, strong winds and high tides are converging on coastal and southern British Columbia. Warnings have been issued for most of southwestern BC where a potent and impactful atmospheric river is set to make landfall, with as much as 150 millimeters of rain predicted for western Vancouver Island. Inland Vancouver Island, the Howe Sound region and parts of Metro Vancouver, including the North Shore, Coquitlam and Maple Ridge, are expecting up to 100 millimeters of rain. In Greater Victoria and Metro Vancouver, Environment Canada is also forecasting high tides exceeding normal levels that may cause minor coastal flooding to exposed shorelines. From northern Vancouver Island to Prince Rupert and Haida Gwaii, winds gusting up to 120 kilometers are expected to end by this afternoon. The province's River Forecast Center has issued high streamflow advisories for the entire southwestern region of British Columbia, encompassing all of Vancouver Island, the lower mainland and the south coast. The atmospheric river is also expected to hit the southern Kootenay region in BC's interior, with the Elk Valley near Fernie and parts of Highway 3 expecting up to 100 millimeters of rain starting late Monday and lasting until Thursday. Environment Canada is telling drivers on the Sea to Sky Highway from Squamish to Whistler and the Coquihalla Highway from Hope to Merritt that heavy rains will raise the risk of flooding and landslides along the routes. It has also issued a winter storm warning for the Trans-Canada Highway from Sicamous to Golden, with up to 15 centimeters of snow expected along with ice pellets and the possibility of freezing rain. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 4, 2023. The Canadian Press.